Welcome back to our show. I'm Gary Fretz, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Stephen and Estelle Cocroft. And we're talking about getting off the grid. What about medical insurance?
That is a very important issue. First of all, I think cruisers in general are healthy people. We take care of ourselves, we eat well, we exercise a lot. The very first thing I would do, I would recommend for anybody, which is the first thing we did, is we purchased the ship captain's medical guide. I believe nowadays it's free, you can download it. It's UK's Maritime and Coast Guard Agency. Put it together. It's a fantastic book. The references are great. Stephen, I got sick when we were in the Canaries once, in the Canary Islands, in an anchorage. We were very far from any doctors, any towns. I gave him my symptoms. He looked it up in the ship's captain's medical guide and diagnosed it correctly. Went on the VHF radio.
Dr. Stephen.
He went on the VHF radio and asked if there were any doctors or nurses in the anchorage. And pretty soon there were three or four people racing to our boat to come and administer some medicine to me. And I was fixed the very next day. But anyway, so that's a very, very important thing to have. You can get health insurance. The one that we've used is IMG, the International Medical Group. They're based in Indiana, and apparently they have no limit to time in the States, which is new. They do. They have 6-month limit of the time that you spend in the States. IHI, the International Health Insurance, it covers you and they have no limit. They are based in Denmark. And then there's Bupa International. They are based in the UK. But they also, I think their limit may be three months in the States. So there are various health insurance companies that will cover you. I didn't know about this one, but I was told that the Divers Alert Network for scuba divers will also cover medical evacuation for non-divers. So, go on all the cruisers networks. They have all of this information available. I will also have it available on catamaranguru.com. It is available. It is not very expensive, anyone can get it.
I've heard about these policies, and especially the ones available through the UK carriers, and they're like $200 a month per person, right? Something like that.
Yeah, it's not very expensive. It has a higher deductible. Some of them is $2,500, some $5,000, depending on your situation. But not very expensive at all. But it is for major medical only. So you will still have to cover your visits to the local doctor or the dentist and so forth. Or to the witch doctor, yeah. Or Dr. Stephen Cocroft. but again, if you're in places like Costa Rica or the Bahamas or, any of these other places, the medical is really good. They're as good as anywhere in the States. A lot of them get trained in the United States or in England. And and it's very, very cheap. So doing that out of pocket is really not a problem.
When I was cruising the Caribbean, I was not covered by any medical insurance. And I and my crew probably visited the doctor maybe, 3-4 times. And I remember every time we went, they were usually British-trained doctors in these islands. And the service was very good. Is that your experience too?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I've had dental work done. Stephen's ankle broke when we were in St. Martin on a passage. He broke his ankle. We went to the local Dutch hospital there on the Dutch side of St. Martin. He was in the hospital for a day. They operated on him, put a steel plate in his ankle, fixed him up. It cost us $2,000. He's walking today. He has no pain. There's no issues with the ankle. So these people are very well trained, and if you have to have work done, I think go and have it done somewhere else.
Now, you made reference to the yachting community as being supportive, and can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, the sailing community, you know, you've heard that saying, we're all in the same boat. Well, that really does apply to the cruising community. People, if someone has a problem, everyone rushes to their aid. If something breaks down, generally, if you go on your VHF and speak to the other boats in the anchorage, you'll find for sure there's somebody that has an answer or a spare part or something, and they'll come to your aid. Like when Estelle was sick, we were looking for a specific type of medicine, and about three boats came rushing over with the same medicine. So, you know, security-wise, especially when we were down in Venezuela where the crime rate was extremely high, we had to watch each other. And so we would take turns staying on board and watching the other boats. So as far as personal security and you know, a secure group, the cruisers are as close as you can get. I mean, you're never alone.
And you mentioned in another segment that they have these cruisers nets in some of the cruising areas. I remember in the Abacos in the northern Bahamas, every morning there would be somebody on the radio, and it's like a radio show they'd have for 20 minutes, and they talk about the weather and if there were any weird weather systems moving in and you know, parties going on and other things. Do you see these cruisers nets in a lot of different places?
Just about everywhere you go, where there are cruisers, there's a cruisers net. Sometimes it's formal, sometimes it's informal. But there's always some sort of cruisers net announcing social events, very important, because you need to gather on the beach every afternoon for sunsets. So all your social events come over the cruisers net. If you have problems, people looking for parts, some people have stuff that they don't want, they don't need, that they're selling sometimes for a bargain. So, yep, the cruisers nets are a global thing. We've found them in the Indian Ocean, the Red Sea, the Med, the Atlantic, the Caribbean. And we've yet to do the Pacific, but I'm pretty sure they're there as well.
Okay, and how do you deal with mail when you're cruising around the world?
Mail is an important thing for all of us. We want to stay in touch with our families and friends. But not only that, you know, you have business, important business to do sometimes. There are mail forwarding services that you can use, and the SSCA, the Seven Seas Cruising Association, maintains a list of mail forwarding services on their resource links page. So you can go to them and check it out. And then, of course, you know, we found in the Bahamas, whenever any of the cruisers flew back home here, they would always ask if anybody needs to send mail. So we used to send mail with them. Open mail, that is, we sent it with them back to the States.
Yeah, you always, if you're ever going to carry mail, make sure that whoever gives it to you open, so you can look inside and make sure it's really just a letter before you carry it through customs for them.
That's some good advice. Okay, well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to continue this discussion. You're listening to Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle.